And we're going straight to Athens, where three people have died during protests against the tough austerity measures which the government is being required to impose in exchange for financial rescue by the EU and the IMF. Parliament is debating the cuts today. Workers have been on strike. There have been widespread protests against the measures, and the three people died when demonstrators set a bank on fire. Protesters also set fire to other buildings, including the Finance Ministry and the Athens Municipal Headquarter. Well, just before the programme, I spoke to our correspondent, Christine Pirovolakis, who's out on the streets of the city, and I asked her how the deaths came about.
As the demonstrators were protesting in the city centre, a group of masked youths set a bank on fire by hurling Molotov cocktails. People were still working inside the bank. Many were trapped. It was chaos, actually, because fire officials could not get to many of the people on time.
Is there a feeling that the deaths were an accident which was not intended by the people who set the bank on fire, or were they actually taking into account the possibility that people would die?
Well, it looks like they were taking the possibility that there would be people still trapped in the bank, that they would be working, because it's a private bank. The state banks were closed for the day, but many private banks were still in operation, even due to the 24-hour strike called by public sector workers. And just from taking into account the last major riots that Athens had in December 2008, rioters set a lot of buildings ablaze, and it was just by a miracle that no one had died. So it was just a matter of time that by them throwing homemade Molotov cocktails, these homemade petrol bombs, at buildings and banks, it was just a matter of time that there would be deaths involved.
Have the protests in general been violent?
Generally, yes. Ever since the police shooting of a teenager back in December 2008, we've seen an increase in violence in Athens and in other major cities in Greece. Normally, the way it works is that during a demonstration, you'll have the average protester, the average pensioner, the average worker demonstrating. But always at the tail end of these demonstrations, you'll have anarchists involved. They're the ones that are the cause of all the problems. So, yes, the demonstrations in the last few years have been violent in Greece.
How much support do they have among the people then?
Well, it's hard to say. Generally, the people that I've been speaking to say that they were expecting something like this to happen. They were saying that, you know, it's just a matter of time before the cities in Greece would blaze by the anger of the people. So it's funny because the average Greek doesn't want this on his conscience, does not want the death of someone else on his conscience, but at the same time, they want those responsible for the financial crisis to pay.
Do you think such protests will continue, and will they continue to be so violent?
It's going to be interesting to see because, of course, the deaths have now come as a shock to people. And right now in many parts of the city centre, it's an eerie silence that we have come across. There are very few people actually walking or mingling on the streets. People are in shock over these deaths. So it'll be either that this will put an end to much of the violence, or it'll just be the start of more.
Christine Pirovolakis in Athens.